Prologue. The fluttering, iridescent green wings of the hummingbird temporarily distracted Zari Woods from her current work in progress. The sculpture featured the very distraction hovering in front of her studio. She was frustrated because she couldn't get the wings just right. She didn't know how to create the illusion of those beating wings. Zari thought about the fluttering colors, and then she thought about the fact that she'd never had a fluttering heart like she read might happen to a person in love. She wanted her heart to beat wildly in her chest for someone, but feared that would never happen because she wasn't sure she understood the concept of love. Her hands stalled over the sculpture, and she felt a sense of loneliness. Achieving celebrity status had allowed Zari the independence she'd yearned for, but love was as elusive as peace on earth. The old adage, that money can't buy you love, kept running through Zari's head. Jillian, her best friend, had told her as much. Wealth wasn't the answer, because interacting with people was tricky. She did okay with her parents and Jillian, but most other human interactions were riddles. Creating clay models soothed her as much as petting her cat. Her sculpting had started as a way to calm her after one of her epic meltdowns. Allowing her hands to move across the slick texture in methodical repetition as the sculpture came to life created the perfect sensation to still the chaos. Once serenity was achieved, she could use the tips of her fingers with absolute precision to refine her art. The staccato beep, beep, beep that filtered through the open window wasn't enough to detract her, but the pungent odor of diesel exhaust required Zari to seek the source. Her nose wrinkled at the commingling of her honeysuckle plant and diesel exhaust. The two smells did not go well together. She supposed this was a lot like how she never commingled well with anyone else. She hurried to her open window. Two fingers grabbed the edge of the curtain, pushing it aside to take in the sight of a large moving truck that had backed into her neighbor's driveway. A bright blue compact car pulled to the curb, and a woman gracefully emerged. Her long, dark hair whipped around her face until she reached into her jacket pocket to retrieve a hair tie. In one fluid motion, she wrapped the flyaway strands into a messy ponytail. While the stranger waited patiently for the two men in the truck to open the back door, Zari got a good look at her profile. Her delicate features came together in perfect symmetry. Zari felt compelled to stop working on the sculpture that had been giving her fits lately to begin one of her new neighbor. Not wanting to finish a project had never crossed her mind before. Almost as if the woman felt someone staring at her, she cupped her hand over her brow and turned in Zari's direction. Zari didn't believe her new neighbor could see her through the crack in the curtain, but she let the material fall back into place. She wasn't ready to meet her yet. Zari had heard that art imitates life, but she didn't know what that meant. Admirers of her work had often remarked how lifelike her sculptures were. Was she able to mimic emotion through her art, but never feel it? Zari had no idea that her life would soon take a dramatic turn, one that she'd been hoping for, while never believing it would happen.